Happy Halloween, everyone. This is Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Shauna Thompson, your host. I wish I could say I was dressed up as something. I don't know. I'm not, you know, it's a radio show. Nobody cares. But I love Halloween. So I hope you're having a wonderful day. All you moms out there that may have gone to Halloween parades and getting ready for trick-or-treating, I'm just smiling. I just love it so much. Anyway, you know, I was thinking about humility today. I know that's not a really great segue from Halloween to humility, but humility. Been thinking about this, and I got these really great quotes from Elder Scott. He says, the best thing that I love about this little quote is he says, an individual who is arrogant or who lets his or her emotions influence decisions will not be powerfully led by the Spirit. Did you ever stop to think about that for a second? You know, we think about, I don't know, maybe the, I don't want to say the big sins, but those big ones we always think about, like media, things that can pop into our lives that hinder the Spirit from working with us. But did you ever think about just being arrogant or having a lack of humility that can really block the Spirit from doing its job? Never thought about that one before. I thought that was very poignant. And then a man named Ken D. Watson, he wrote an Ensign article back in 2009, Being Temperate in All Things. He talks about how glass or steel, they have to be processed through heat to develop strength. And I remember once I was sitting in a Sunday school class and someone said, I'm a welder. And did you know that when something is broken and you weld it back together, that it's stronger after the time that you repair it than it was before? I was like, what? But he said, because of the heat and the process that it has to go through, it's actually stronger when it's welded than it was before. So that's what this gentleman talks about. And he just talks about how the soul has to go through heat. It has to be strengthened by adversity. It has to be developed, and there has to be self-mastery involved to be able to be stronger. And I just love that. And, you know, he brings up a little bit about the addictions of today's world, and they're going through their fire, their refiner's fire, and hopefully they can come out and be stronger with that and their family members as well. So I just thought it was really great, just that opportunity to sit in the fires of humility and let our soul be refined so that we become something better. You know, I was checking out Mormon Channel Questions and Answers. There's episode 14. I listened to it the other night, and it's about 20 minutes long. So if you have a few seconds to listen to it, it's all about humility. And it's just this wonderful conversation about the mixture of the two, taking the opportunity to really be humble, but be fearless at the same time. That when you are humble, there's not a place for fear. And so I love those two mixed together. That just seems like a really great combination. So if you want to listen to that question and answers episode, remember again, it's episode 14, and you can go to mormonchannel.org and put in QA/14 and it'll pick it right up. Just listen to it. It's really, really interesting. A really interesting conversation on humility. Well, I was thinking about, there was a really big turning point for me, you know, as an actress. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but actors and actresses, when you start out, I think, you know, there's a little bit of selfishness involved because you're on there and you want to perform for people and you want to entertain, but you also kind of like that attention. And you know, I was no exception, and I've always loved to act. And as I got a little bit older and got into a little more film and things like that, I really wanted to be famous. I never wanted to go to Broadway or LA, but I wanted to be famous in Utah. And I wanted people to know who Shauna Thompson was. And my husband's like, what does that mean? You want to be famous in Utah? I don't understand. What does that mean? And I'm like, no, I just want to be a big name in Utah. Yeah, I just want to be a Utah star. Wow. I look back on that and think, how foolish. But with time and prayer and some really wonderful experiences working for the church and being led by the Spirit, I decided to change my thoughts on what I wanted from this gift that my Heavenly Father has given me. And I came to my Heavenly Father and said, okay, all gifts, all talents are from Thee. Why do I have this strange gift? It can't possibly mean that I'm just going to make fluffy commercials the rest of my life, you know, standing at the meat counter in a grocery store. That it can't possibly be about that. There has to be another reason why you've given me this gift. What am I supposed to use it for? How do I consecrate it to Thee? And he started to answer my prayer through the years. And I realized that what I wanted to do, what he wanted me to do, was to give it to him. You know, to use my gifts and my talents, my abilities, whatever those are, to lift his gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to be a good person that way. Give my talent to my Heavenly Father and let Him work through me. And so guess what? Look at me. I'm working for the Mormon Channel. Woohoo! Woot! I know. And so He's kind of answered my prayers and let me know that, yeah, oh yeah, I've given you gifts and abilities, but guess what? There's a responsibility behind it. It's not to become a popular person in Utah. Wow. Maybe think a little bit bigger. It's to lift those people out there. It's to spread my gospel. It's to do my work, not yours. And that is when I started to be humble. That is when I started to be teachable and start to understand a little bit more about what my Heavenly Father expects when He grants me these gifts. And I'm so much better of a person. Wow. Yeah, you don't see my face on the side of buses, but hey, I'm a happy girl and I'm working for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and loving every second of it because I feel like I'm in my element and I'm doing what my Heavenly Father wants me to do and I still get to entertain. There you go. That's my story. Well, I had this little story that Elder Oaks told about a missionary. And the bottom line is, it's a big long story, but the bottom line was this missionary or this pre-missionary had studied Russian, learned how to speak Russian. He was fluent in Russian, doing great. And he, when he put in his mission papers, he thought, I request Russia because obviously I'm going to be sent to Russia because that's where I can be effective. I speak the language. That's what I'm going to do. And guess what? He got called to some English-speaking mission in the United States and was not very happy about it. And you know what? I bet there are a lot of elders and sisters out there or post elders and sisters that have had that same experience. I think grand and gloriously, you think about, okay, what's the most exotic place I can be sent? That's where I want to go. Or I've got a background in this kind of language. This is where I'm going to go. And then you get sent somewhere else. Well, guess what? You get sent where Heavenly Father needs you the most. And that's what this missionary realized after a few months of just kind of pouting and not being very happy about his calling. He started to do the work. He started to pay less attention to what he wanted or what he thought was most important and started to let go and allow our Heavenly Father to work through him and began to love those people he served and knew that he was exactly where he was supposed to be. Sounds a little like Shauna's story, right? Yeah, we all have a mission out there. We just need to figure out what it is and how we can be most effective to carry on our Heavenly Father and our Savior Jesus Christ's work, right? Yeah, little miracles happen every day within us. Okay, so if you got a humble story, contact us, MormonChannelDaily@LDSChurch.org. I laid my heart out on the line about my crazy humility experience. You let me know. If there's something that's happened that's made you humble and made you more teachable and reachable from the Spirit of our Heavenly Father, please email me. Let me know. Let's read your stories. So as we leave, our song of the day is In Humility, Our Savior, featuring Kenneth Cope. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Savior, grant thy spirit here, we pray. As we take the bread and water in thy name, this with sweet. giving, teach us tolerance and love. Let our prayers find access to thee in thy holy courts above. Then when we have proven worthy of thy sacrifice divine, let us regain thy presence. Let thy glory round us shine. Not forget, O Savior, thy sacrifice divine. Lord, let us regain thy presence. Let thy glory